Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, with us
in
a good way, ladies and gentlemen, here he is. It's the governor of the state of Connecticut, the Honorable Ned Lamont. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ray. Hey, Brian.
Morning. Hey, listen, the trends are good and things are opening up a little bit. I guess the first question is, how do you, I know you have a really good advisory board and everything like that, but is it stressful to go through that process? And how do you figure out when to open up and by how much? How does that work?
It's a really tough balancing act. I mean, we've got some of our population that's very hesitant about getting vaccinated. We got to work hard to convince them to get vaccinated.
Right.
But I got the other 70% of the population that says, I want to get vaccinated tomorrow. Make it happen. So we, you know, 75 and above, most of them are vaccinated. 65 and above, we're getting through that group pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
And first thing next week, we're going to explain the essential workers and folks with health conditions.
What's going to happen with the state workers, for example? I know a lot of those office buildings are empty. They're working from home. Do you eventually get them so they can come in and go to work?
You know, right now, if you can telecommute, that's fine. So you don't necessarily have to be at the very front of the line to get vaccinated. But if you're a social service worker, you're dealing with somebody with intellectual disabilities, and you're in their apartment twice a week, you probably should get vaccinated.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting. You said yesterday that teachers will be with the rest of the essential workers, and you just said you're going to announce soon when that grouping can start to get vaccinated. I don't want to hold you to it necessarily, but I'm curious about your instincts, you know, because a lot of parents would love to have April, May, and part of June to be fully in the classroom. Do you think that the teachers and essentials could be vaccinated by the end of March?
You know, I do. I think that we can make that announcement early next week. I'd say a week or so thereafter, we can start vaccinating essential workers. And, you know, front and center in that group are our teachers. You know, more than any other state around, you know, we got 99% of our schools are open for in-classroom learning.
Right.
And that's thanks to the paras and the janitors and the food service workers,
God bless
not
them.
To mention the teachers who are showing up every day. So front and center, thanks to the teachers, let's get them vaccinated.
Now, things are loosening up a little bit. Just recently, I believe you're going to expand private gatherings, social venues. There are a number of other things that you're working on. And all of this is triggered, I think, by the positivity rate. Is this of people that are getting tested, only 2% are positive or a little bit more than that?
Yeah, but we do a lot of
testing.
A lot of testing now.
Yeah,
so
okay.
We have a good idea of what's going on in the broader population. And it's less than 3%. And
yeah,
a month ago, we were at 7%.
So, okay.
So that gives us a certain amount of confidence. And some of that is seasonal, I think. Maybe back end of the traditional flu season. A lot of that is due to the fact that we got many, many people, especially the most vulnerable, who have been vaccinated now.
Right.
You know, it's not time to quite time to pop the champagne cork because we're still watching the South African variants and some of the things could slip and change the dynamic. But right now is looking pretty good.
You know, I'm just curious from a logistical standpoint. You know, Governor Baker over in Massachusetts is having
a mess,
kind of a nightmare. I mean, he launched that new website yesterday. It crashed immediately. Obviously, there's a little bit of a larger population in Massachusetts. But what do you credit and who do you credit for the vaccine rollout that Connecticut has had?
I credit, you know, our Department of Public Health, led by Deirdre Gifford and Reg Eady. He's the head of Trinity. They put together a team that did the outreach. Our hospitals and our healthcare providers, our federally qualified health centers, they did a really good job of getting the vaccination out. And poor Josh Jabala, he's the guy that has to figure out who's the next group going to get vaccinated, because that is pretty political. And what you don't want to have happen, like you mentioned in Massachusetts, where you have so many people, it's open to everybody, the website crashes, and then nobody gets vaccinated. So we got to keep doing it by appointment.
And it is one of the, I think you're walking a tightrope in that, you know, if people really do want things opened up, whether they take advantage or not, well, that's another story. But the point is, if you do open things up and then the numbers go up, guess who gets blamed?
The radio guy.
No. I'm thinking of a guy. His first name is Ned. I'm thinking about that guy. But no, you'll give oof. It's a tough one.
No, you're right. And what you don't want to do is open up and then have to backtrack. You know, a lot of our neighboring states, they shut things down for 3 weeks. They called it a pause. Then they opened up again, and everybody's head is spinning. So we tried to continuously open up, give people a lot of notice. We weren't the first out of the box, but we've been pretty consistent.
You know, Governor Lamont, of course, we're talking with the governor of Connecticut here on the morning show with Ray and Brian on WTIC. When it comes to if we can talk budget really quick, you know, we had CBIA on early in the week. They're pretty constructive on it. We know you've got some pushback from the left on a few elements. I mean, as you're reflecting on it, I mean, you know, now we talked to you a couple of weeks ago about it. You know, in terms of priorities, how are you feeling about it at this point, and what are your priorities in terms of what you want to make sure happens?
I think the feedback generally has been pretty positive. We're now working through with the legislative leaders and the finance and approach people. You know, what we wanted to do, priority number one was, get a balanced budget done on time without any broad-based tax increases. Two, I really wanted to focus like a laser on education. These kids have lost a lot of education year. We're, you know, thanks to federal support, we're going to have hundreds of millions of additional dollars for summer programs, after-school programs, social workers, really doing everything we can to get the kids ready even before school starts in September. That's priority number one and two. And, you know, then workforce. Make sure that we're continuing to train these young people so that every single job that opens up in Connecticut goes to a Connecticut person.
Just a quick little story. This has to do with education, a little further down the road past secondary school. But anyway, I just noticed out of the University of Kansas, the legislature is trying to force them to give back about half the tuition simply because, well, you weren't going to class. You're basically doing it remote. We're not doing anything like that with UConn, are we? Are you getting any pressure?
No, but, you know, they got some discount. I do remember that. You know, many fewer are, you know, if you're remote, you're not paying for room and board. So that's substantial savings for the student right there. But they're still getting a UConn degree. So I think they've got a good balance
there. It's worth some. Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. What about the Yard Goats if they reopen? Who's working with them, with Tim, to figure out who's going to, you know, how many people can come in? Somebody else from the Department of Health?
Yeah, we're working with them. As you know, we said probably yesterday, you can have up to 200 people at least going to your kids' hockey and basketball games.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot more than that this May, June. It's summertime. Yeah. You're outside. There'll be some fans in the seats. Well, you'll probably have a little distance between you and the next group, but that's okay.
Okay. It gets a little crowded there anyway. Hey, Governor, thank you much for being on. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Ray. Bye, Brian.
Take care.
Governor Ned Lamont here in the morning show with Ray and Brian here on WTIC. I mean, listen, that's the hard part, is that you don't want to open things up and then
you
have to roll
call
back.
Them, yeah.
And so, and then it's just a difficult situation.
Like yo-yo people.
People are frustrated that it's not open quicker, but you don't want to have a
go
misstep.
Crazy.
And then, you know, they went from 1% to 7% positivity. They're back down to 2% to 3%. And
keep it there.
I think the hope is, I mean, this is my hope with the Yard Goats, is that you can get enough people vaccinated that the cases and the fatalities just plummet.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.